Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Extremely local news time from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey starting us off here with the story of what's happening in Jefferson Park. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this is a project that's been in the works for a while. It's a pretty small scale project, but it's kind of interesting. We've got some photos of it on our site. What they did was they turned an alley in the Jefferson Park neighborhood and right in their downtown, and they've put in pavers. They've put in a big sign that says Jefferson Park. There's going to be hanging lights. They basically turned it into like a mini pedestrian plaza, but there's no denying, you know, this is an alley. It's pretty narrow. But the point is they're trying to make basically a public space between some prominent businesses right in Jefferson Park. And this is an alley that connects Milwaukee Avenue to Higgins, where the big Jefferson Memorial Park sits. So they're just trying to make this whole area, which has been really a car-centric area, into much more a pedestrian-friendly place to get people to hang outside eventually when it's not 19 degrees. Yeah. But they put some public money to use on this. They're going to install a stage in there, tables and chairs, and it's going to be, as far as I can tell, it looks like the nicest alley, at least on the northwest side.
Good idea. 4870 North Milwaukee Avenue. And in the South Chicago neighborhood, well, this is a nice story. Tell us about what Bo Jackson did.
Yeah, this was a nice story. Bo Jackson, who most people know, has stayed in Chicago after coming to the White Sox. He's been here since 1991. He really gets active in the community in his sports retirement. What he did was last week he teamed up with the White Sox and a group called Digs for Dignity, and they surprised a South Chicago family with a complete home makeover. This is a woman by the name of Tanika Harmon, who's has struggled with homelessness for a while and has three kids. When they were out, this team moved in, completely renovated her apartment. The kids came home and just lit up. Little kids, you know, 3 and 4. Bo Jackson was there. I love it that, you know, he came with his White Sox jersey on and everything, you know, and they just, you know, really made a special Christmas for these folks. You know, Bo said, you know, these are young kids. He said, they don't know who I am. They just know I'm a big guy in a White Sox jersey, but, you know, someone who cares enough to give them a good Christmas.
Bo knows. Yeah. And last weekend, it was a big one in Andersonville. What happened there?
Yeah, interesting new local business in the Andersonville neighborhood on the north side. This is it's a tea bar. It's called Eli Tea Bar, they serve hundreds of different sorts of tea. But they stay open late till about 10 o'clock. They're going to be open to midnight in the summer. But it's essentially a sober bar. They tried to create a place for people that don't drink, that don't want to be, you know, surrounded. You know, if you're you know, trying to stay away from alcohol, this is a safe spot, which they're trying to make. And extremely popular. They had a grand opening over the weekend. It was sold out. You know, they did a pop up with a pie company that was sold out. At one point, there was 45 people waiting in line outside. So obviously, there's a demand for places like this in Andersonville. Obviously, things are getting tougher now with COVID. But you know, when things get better, this is going to be a welcoming spot in a neighborhood that is clearly embracing Eli's Tea Bar. It's at, what's the location? 5507 North Clark Street, right on the business district stretch of Andersonville.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob.